The heterogeneity is not just at the level of gene expression. So here is work that was published a couple of years ago by my group, where we profiled about 175 breast cancers using not just gene expression arrays, but also oligonucleotide arrays, so that we could look at copy number changes. And so just to make it easier for you to look at, I've ordered the oligonucleotides along the chromosomes, and then I clustered the tumors on top based on the similarity of patterns of copy number gain and loss. And I represent here copy number gains in shades of green and copy number loss in shades of red. And you immediately see that there is great heterogeneity that does not completely correspond, or actually very little correspondence, with the gene expression profiles that I showed you earlier. And for example, there is a group of tumors here that have very little in the way of copy number gains and losses, so they have very little genetic instability, which I depict in this graph here. So this group of tumors here, and if you look, some of these tumors, or a disproportionate amount of these tumors, are estrogen receptor negative, and actually a fair number are basal-like, showing that basal-like tumors are actually themselves extremely heterogeneous, and although the majority of them are very genetically unstable, there is a subset that have very little in the way of genomic aberrations.